It is Thursday, November 8th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by Eureka Springs, the Victorian mountain village, featuring various shops, galleries, tours, clubs, spas, and massage. Outdoor activities include horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and more. Information regarding activities and attractions, plus a vacation planner, events calendar, and newsletter registration, available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
KUAF is also supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on Ozarks, a conversation about Arkansas's economic future. And we meet comic Robert Kelly. He performs at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville this evening and tomorrow evening.
But first, voters in Benton County this week face some delays at the election polls. County Election Commission Chair John Brown Jr. says the county ran out of paper ballots in the middle of the day.
We had ordered paper ballots. The demand for paper ballots was more than we expected, and some precincts were running low on paper. We had to go to Fort Smith to pick up paper stock because there was none available in other areas in northwest Arkansas.
Brown says the county has a machine that will print out more ballots very slowly, and that after getting more specialized ballot paper, the county printed out additional ballots to send to the polling places.
We sit down before election, look at past results of how paper ballots were voted in the precincts, and more people asked to vote on paper this time than they have in the past. And we just didn't order enough printed ballots.
Additional reports surfaced Tuesday that voters in some precincts in Benton County used wrong ballots, but Brown says that there is no way to go back and correct those ballots that lacked voice in certain municipal elections.
Once they press confirm or deposit that ballot in the ballot box, they have voted. They need to look at that ballot when they're voting and make sure that the positions on there are the ones that they're voting on. But once you press confirm on that machine, you voted. There's no way that we can find your ballot on that
Brown tape. Says, as a rule, voters should look at sample ballots for elections in their precincts before going to vote so that they can be sure that they're voting on the correct races when they enter the voting booth.
Supporters of medical marijuana in Arkansas say their ballot issue received more support than they thought it would. And there might be a second try in the works for a future election. Just over 51% of voters rejected the proposal. David Couch, with Arkansans for Compassionate Care, says the portion of the proposal that would have allowed patients to grow their own marijuana if they lived more than 5 miles from a dispensary might have been a deciding factor for voters.
You know, I think that was a point that was brought up that some people had concerns with, and we don't have a problem with taking that out. And I think that will eliminate a lot of the concerns people had.
Had voters passed the measure, Arkansas would have become the first southern state to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes.
In a press conference yesterday with members of the media, Governor Mike Beebe said Republican gains in the Arkansas legislature will not have an impact on his top priorities.
My agenda continues to be the two cornerstones of economic development and education, and that's not going to change. My agenda continues to be, with regard to tax relief, the sales tax on food first. That's not going to change. They may have a different view, but it's not changing my agenda.
The governor says he's willing to work with Republicans who now control both chambers in the legislature. He attributes losses by Democrats to having a president on the ballot that's very unpopular in this state, but the governor admits his party can make gains in 2 years.
Oh, I think it's all about the candidates. I think you can look up and down this ballot. I think it's all about the candidates. And sometimes good candidates lose because it's the trend. But more often than not, you can buck trends with the kind of personal relationships with candidates. But that's what you got to have.
Governor Beebe says Arkansans are notoriously independent in their thought process when it comes to voting for candidates.
The United Way of Fort Smith is holding its inaugural Youth Day of Caring this weekend. High school students from Fort Smith Northside and Southside, Van Buren, and Ozark, as well as students from the University of Arkansas Fort Smith and Arkansas Tech University in Ozark, will be engaged in the Day of Service Saturday. United Way spokesperson Mitzi Little says that the event is all about giving the students experience in giving.
We just wanted to let the youth see, you know, the volunteer aspect of the community and how much can be done. We want them to start at an early age so that whenever they are older and they're out in the workforce, they will know what volunteering is about, and they will already be familiar with United Way and Day of Caring, and will want to continue that throughout their lifetime.
Little says that the students will perform work at United Way member organizations in the area. Organizations include Project Compassion, St. Scholastica Monastery, Abilities Unlimited, the Salvation Army, and the Boys and Girls Club in Alma, just to name a few.
Just different things, you know, that's going to help each agency. Some of these agencies, I mean, they are nonprofit, so they don't have the money or the manpower to get these things completed. That's what we do with our Day of Caring in April, and that's what we are also doing with this Youth Day of Caring now.
The Fayetteville School District will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Asbell Elementary School tonight. School opened in 1962, and District Communications Director Alan Wilburn says that the celebration is apt to be like an Asbell Elementary class reunion.
A lot of former teachers, former students, parents of students that went to Asbell, there'd be a lot of those. Oh, I remember you. You were in Mrs. So-and-so's class, and a lot of that types of thing. There will be a presentation that the students have put together about the history of Asbell that they're going to do an assembly earlier in the day, and then they'll do it once again for the gathering at 6:30 on Thursday night.
Although the district is celebrating the golden anniversary of Asbell Elementary tonight, another elementary school in the district recently received recognition for another type of achievement. Happy Hollow Elementary was recognized by the Arkansas Public School Resource Center. The school received the center's annual District and School Academic Growth Award. That award given to two districts and schools with more than 60% of their students showing growth in academic achievement. Wilburn says that the academic achievement has grown at the school as a result of teachers getting more feedback on how their students are doing.
One of the programs that we're using, it's the measures of academic progress testing that we do four times a year, because the benchmark used to be just once a year, and that's you had one shot at it. Using the MAP testing, we're able to look quarterly and see how students are doing, and this data is fed back to the classroom teacher, so she knows how all 22 or 23 kids in that class are doing in every specific area, and what little Johnny's weaknesses are, what his strengths are, and what things that we can do, particularly in mathematics and literacy. There are very specific concepts that he either does or doesn't get, that we can work with him to help him better understand those concepts.
As part of the award, the Fayetteville School District received $8,000 and Happy Hollow received $3,000. The award was sponsored through a grant by the Walton Family Foundation.
Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 52. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, Friday, with a high of 73 degrees in northwest Arkansas, 81 in the River Valley. Windy again with some gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy and breezy with lows in the upper 50s.